Bud, you're at... What are you doing down there? What do you got going on?
Nothing.
What, do you want to come in here and do a show?
Yeah.
I have to explain what I just saw. I looked outside the hall. Bring it in. Bring your chair. Here we go. Nice. So I just looked out the guest room, which is where this major studio is. And just looked outside there, and Sherry was walking by and then looked in the room, saw me looking at her, then jumped outside the door because she didn't want to come in here. I love that. I love that, Sherry. All right, here we go, guys. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at Couple Dumb.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's right, that's us. Just a couple dumbs. Kind of hanging out on a lazy Sunday, by the way. Very, very lazy day here today.
It is nice. Well, we're recovering.
Recovering. We had a raucous evening, which we will talk about here in just a moment. But first, got to let you know what we have on the show today.
Yeah?
Today, we have... Well, I got to talk to you about Sherry buys wine off a dead guy. I wrote this down.
You make it sound like I do it all the time.
Well, you did it, didn't you?
I did it once, and I'm going to do it again.
We're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, last show, we got such a great response on answering questions that people have sent in. I've got a ton of these questions, and I feel like it's lazy to do a show where you just go, oh, let's answer people's questions. I don't know why. I just think it's lazy, but we have some really good questions. And I think that I would like to honor those people who have taken the time to sit down on their computer.
Not being lazy.
Write out a thoughtful question, and then we'll answer it for them. We'll do that another time today. I think we had 5 really good questions we'll get to. Plus, we'll have your Monday night football pick for tonight's game, even though today's Sunday.
Yeah.
You're listening today. We release this show every Monday, and Sherry's not having a good year. Not having a good year when it comes
Sherry's
to football
really upset
picks.
About it.
Exactly. But first, it's time to catch up. Kind of fits the day. Doesn't it? That song
it does, but you were one to be, you were talking about energy. This is not energy.
Yeah, Sherry was laying on the couch. I said, you know, I'm going to have to call you in here in a little bit to do a podcast. I said, energy, because she's been reading her New Yorker all day.
I'm almost a year behind now. Yes.
It's an obsession she has. Yeah. And here's what's really sick about this. She subscribes to the New Yorker. Besides that, she has to read every single word. It's me, when I pick up a magazine, I usually get it for a reason. Usually there's an article in there like I would like to read. Like I just bought the Esquire magazine because it had a nice article in there about John Mulaney.
Oh, nice.
Comedian John Mulaney. Yeah. I read it, flipped through the rest of the stuff, threw it out.
Yeah, well, most magazines are like that, but this, I don't know. It's my jam.
You have to read
it's
every
my
single,
jam. Yep. There's are some articles I don't read. Like if it's about a sporting person, you know, sports person. Or there's usually music articles in there I really don't care about. So I don't
really?
Those. Yeah.
Well, I thought you read everything. All right, so I was mistaken. I'm sorry. We want to thank you people for listening. We want to thank you guys for spreading the word around. Our numbers keep going up. We are 40. This is our 41st show.
Wow.
And in 41 shows, our numbers have more than tripled.
Really?
When we first started.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
So you're doing something right.
Not me. The people are doing something right. They're spreading the word around. They're passing it around. I see it happening online. I see you guys talking about it and sharing it.
Nice.
Which is very, very important. And we can't thank you guys enough for the support. Now, we're talking about a raucous evening. This is our catching up segment. We had one last night.
Yeah.
We get together with friends a lot for what we like to call, very creatively, wine dinners. And it's cool because we usually make
dinner and we drink wine.
Yeah, we usually have 3 or 4 couples. This time it was 4.
Yeah.
And I think we made to invite these people in all the time. I hope they're able to make it.
Yeah, it was a good group.
We had Amanda, and Brian, and we had Adam. And we had
Alex.
There's a lot of A's here.
There are.
That's what I was trying to do here. And we had the lovely and talented
Steve.
Not an A.
Not an A.
Steve is a great guy. We just had a really good time with these people last night. the theme was Spanish night.
Yes.
And that would involve Spanish wine. Now, Steve
Spanish
and Amanda,
wine and Spanish food.
Yes. Steve and Amanda are a couple. Adam and Amanda are a couple. Not the same Amanda. It's not a swapping
right.
thing.
Nope, nope.
Then, of course,
we're not that progressive.
And Brian and Alex are a couple. Now, Brian is a founding member along
yes.
with you
yeah.
and Amanda, the one Amanda, Amanda One, I guess. I hate giving them names or numbers, but
I know
they that's the way they appeared in our lives. And Amanda One, you guys are all founding members, and we invited Amanda Two in.
Right.
Which I think was really a good idea.
I think so, too. She's really such a great cook.
And they're just fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
They're just fun. But it was a raucous night. It was. The food, first of all, was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And so today's just been kind of a...
cleaning up.
Oh, God. This was one of the worst ones ever.
It was, yeah.
It was one of the worst ones.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either, because people brought a lot of their stuff from their house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The reason why I bring this up is because I'm the cleanup guy.
Yeah.
That's what I bring to the event. I bring my cleanup
and your entertainment and your lovely self.
We had a really fun time. Anyway, thank you.
Are you going to talk about how you had a boner for everybody?
If you want to.
I think it touched people. I think they really liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I was just having a moment. We're sitting with our friends. We're all laughing, and everybody's getting along great, and the food's phenomenal, and just had a real good time. And I just started thinking how lucky I was.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to, I said, you know, I have a boner for each and every one of you, is what I said. And I went down the line of everybody at the
person.
Table, and I told them why I have a boner for them.
It was
and
awesome.
And I think when you say I have a boner for you, it takes off the cheesiness of
yeah.
the moment.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted to be honest with it. And yeah. I don't know why I did that. I felt kind of stupid.
No,
afterwards.
It was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah. I thought it I was I very felt, touched by it. And I could see by their reactions, they all were very touched
well,
by
those,
it. Too.
And it was real.
Yeah.
I feel that way about every single one of them. They yeah. all have their own talents and skills, and they bring something special into, and selfishly, my life and our life
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Just had a real good time.
It was a great time.
It was a great time. It was I highly suggest few people find some close friends
and get a boner.
And get a boner on for them.
Yeah.
Because it's very important to do that. Patreon. Thank you so much for our Patreon people. You know who you are. We know who you are. We pray for you every night. We do. We owe up to it. I'm
it's
telling
true.
You, it's great. We have 14 Patreon members. We
That's are getting, 14 prayers every night.
Exactly. And we're getting very close to our goal of enough money to buy one of these. I don't know the name of it. It's like a
harmonica.
No, it's like a mixing board that you could take on the road with you, and you could actually do these, and they sound professional. It's like a professional podcast machine.
Yeah.
So we could take it with
oh.
us. I know you don't like that idea, but
the,
I sure
the professional
do.
Part is not
and,
us.
And, no, but having the equipment definitely is a necessity.
Yeah.
And it's not only for your podcast, but I'll also use it for Terry James Alive too, because so many times I get kind of inspired when we're somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
That I want to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll use that for that. But thank you, Patreon people. We're getting close.
Could you use that to interview people? Like,
if yeah, absolutely.
You know, when we go to see Dennis and Peggy, you could interview
oh,
Dennis.
It would be great to interview Dennis, yeah. member of the world champion Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know it.
Yeah, it'd be great. It's not a bad idea.
I know
Look
it.
At you having ideas.
Yeah.
So thank you, Patreon members. It really means a lot. We're touched every time a new member comes in. It's pretty, I'm like, God, you know, it's really cool.
It is
It's
cool.
really cool. This is a weird thing to talk about. We're still catching up now. We're not in the meat and potatoes of the show yet. I was going over some of the comments that people have about this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, and it's not just one woman. It's probably two, maybe three women who creepily have it for you.
Wow.
Not in
flattered.
It's in a 100% sexual way.
Okay, well,
they speak sexually about.
Oh,
it. Not like I want to, you know, put my tongue in or something. No, it's nothing like that. But it's enough to creep me out as a husband.
Yeah,
I love it, the fact that people love you. I
Aww.
Love the fact that women are inspired by you, which women should be. You take care of yourself. You're smart. You faced a lot of adversity in your life. You've stepped up, and you're a goal setter, and you make things happen, and it's cool. You're a very strong woman. And I think that, you know, other strong women should be attracted to you as well. That's but there's a couple of them out there. I'm telling you, they're kind of flirty, go beyond flirty. And it kind of creeps me out. And you know who you are. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it creeps me out.
It's making me hot.
Well, no, she's taking her she's taking her sweater off as you're talking about it.
I think it's just menopause.
Oh, please. You've been saying you're going through menopause for how long? 18 years?
20.
It has to be 18 or so.
Yeah.
18, 20 years.
It's not warm in here? Yeah.
No, it's not.
All right.
No, it's not. You're having a problem here. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to point out that women are sexually attracted to you.
Wow. Well, I knew that when I was groped by that woman at the
Tom Petty show.
Tom Petty concert.
That's why she. That's why
God, that was weird.
It wasn't that weird.
It was weird. What, are you kidding me?
If you were Sherry.
If you were groped by a man, you wouldn't think that was weird. I'm talking about in public, in the public.
What else are you gonna do? Are you gonna fight him?
No, but
is that what you're gonna do?
It's illegal to do it. It is
this
against
woman
the law.
Grabbed your ass. You have an ass. It's grabbable. Sorry, I'm gonna do it.
Not funny.
No, I'm just joking, honey. Okay. But a very beautiful woman kissed you on top of the head as she walked by.
I forgot about kissing me on the head.
She kissed you on top of the head.
I forgot that.
It was great.
I just remember
she was hot.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it okay.
Sherry,
you know,
just let me be a dude for a minute, okay?
It was wrong. Wrong is wrong.
It was wrong.
And so it was right for you.
Exactly. Another thing we need to catch up on is our Halloween Scare Fest. We did it. We want to thank you guys who followed us on Instagram, which you should. Look up Gang of Two on Instagram and follow us. It's cool. We post some things on there that we don't post anywhere else.
We
did our live
material.
Instagram thing there.
Yeah.
And it's gone now.
It's gone.
So that's where you got to be on top
of. Like a ship's passing in the night.
Exactly. But we have this area of our house.
Like a shooting star.
Where people walk by.
Like melting ice cream.
What are you talking about now?
What?
You're on one conversation, I'm on another one. You're talking about food. And you started talking about melting ice cream, and I started to panic. We do not want melting ice cream.
We don't.
No, we don't. But we did our Halloween Scare Fest. Thanks to all of you who watched Sherry and I, grown adults, go down scared
like
and try to scare each other. But this was a different type of flavor this year. I don't know. This might have been our last year we do it.
Well, part of the problem, did we talk about this before? Is that people wear earphones now.
Yeah,
so many people have earbuds on, and so they don't hear.
Yeah.
This whole thing is predicated on audio.
Yes, and one of the interesting parts was we've always had some good sports. Do the, you know, you scare them, and they go, oh, you got me, you know.
Yeah.
But now it was asshole, fuck you.
Yeah.
So that was a different twist, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but it was fun. I enjoyed it. Nonetheless, I still thought it was funny.
We'll see if we continue on with it through our 2020.
What? We got to.
You think so?
Well, yeah. There are traditions. Okay.
Well, pretty soon, if everybody's wearing earphones
and
people are getting mad at us, it's not fun anymore. Although it is funny when they get mad.
It is funny.
It is funny when they get mad. So, right now we'll continue. We'll do it again for the 2020 Gang of Two season. Yes, we've decided there will be a 2020 Gang of Two season.
I believe it'll be on a Friday.
Really?
I believe.
Okay. All right. So it's time now to really talk about some of the stuff we want to get into. Monday Night Football. You're using Sherry logic this time in Monday Night Football picks, and this might be the toughest Monday Night Football pick for you to do as of yet. Not because you're good at it, because you're like, you're not really good at it.
I never said I was good.
I think you
Nobody ever said.
I think you picked the Giants over the Cowboys just simply because they're bigger than Cowboys.
Well, this is the, like I've said before.
Uh-huh.
This is, you know, and you can't do it every year because you'd have the same matchups and you'd have the same.
Yes.
So you can only do this once. Next year, it'll be a different method.
Okay. Well, good.
Okay.
This time around for tonight's game, this is post every Monday. So if you're listening to this during the week, you already know who won, but we don't. We don't know yet.
No.
We have, this is an emotional game because this is our hometown Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, Seahawks.
Taking on your other hometown. The Santa Clara 49ers.
Santa Clara.
Why not? They're nowhere near San Francisco.
It's like an hour away. 45 minutes.
You're not even close to San Francisco. Think about where you live and then what's an hour away and you say you're from there. No,
yeah.
you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
yeah.
wrong, but that's what they do in San Francisco because they're lying sacks of shit.
Right.
Okay. So the 49ers taking on the Seahawks.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, if you.
You have a bet, don't you?
I need to do that.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Your brother's a 49er fan, so yeah. you're going to bet him. You bet him the last time,
and he
paid up.
He paid up.
You bet sourdough bread.
That's right. I don't remember what I was going to give him.
Who cares?
Crab or something.
You
crabs?
Oh, God. Do I need to go there?
No, you already did once. Different brother. Wasn't good. Okay.
You got to be a Lexitary fan to understand that. And it's way too hard to explain. You had to be there. It's still one of our best of shows
oh,
that
God.
We play almost all the time.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
49ers. Seahawks.
Okay. So it's an animal versus a person.
Mm-hmm.
An old person, by the way. I mean, the 49ers is somebody that panned for gold.
That doesn't mean they're old.
Yeah, it does because it was 1949.
Well, if they...
18.
Say, I think they panned for gold well before 1849.
Sorry, 1849. So they're real old.
No, but they were not old people when they they're old
well,
they, now.
That's what
if
I'm
they
saying.
Were born today.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're being literal here.
Yes.
That the 49ers, they're all dead. So basically it's an animal playing a bunch of dead people.
Whoa, that changes things.
Okay.
So you get this real fierce bird.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're pretty fierce. Is it even a thing? I'm not even sure a Seahawk is a real thing.
I don't know.
I think it's a made-up thing.
I'm just watching.
Let's just assume
just
it's a real thing.
I'm watching your mind work right now. This is one of my favorite things to do.
So a Seahawk to me would be like this fierce, you know, raptor, right?
By the way, I want to point out she has her hands out like...
claws.
Like talons.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how I picture them. A Seahawk. So... And a 49er.
And a dead person.
A dead guy.
Who's been dead for
150
years.
Or something.
Yeah.
More than that. Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going with... Okay, you're right, though. It's hard to take out the emotions here. The Seahawks.
Okay, I'm glad you did that.
The bird.
Yes.
The bird's over the...
Now, that was an emotional decision because I don't think you would have ever made that decision according to Sherry logic. But I like it the way you spun it to still make
to go
it
in my favor.
To make it go your way. I really enjoy that one a lot. Okay, let's move on to buying wine off a dead guy. Let me set up the story, please, because this is exactly how it happened.
Yeah, sure.
This is. I'll even let you fact check me if
okay.
you want.
All right.
Okay. The first fact was. You, already I screwed it up, you told me, I'm going with Brian to an estate sale on Saturday.
Yes.
And I said, cool. Fact or not?
True. Okay. So far, true.
You then said, sheepishly, I could tell you didn't want me to go, but you said-
No, you, I didn't
you
care
said,
if you
You
said
you could go if you want to, and I said, no, thank you.
It was, listen- If you were to have gone, you would have lost all patience almost immediately because we had to stand outside the house for about, I don't know, almost an hour before we could go in.
Now, whose idea was it to go to this estate sale?
Brian.
Okay. So you said yes to go.
Yes.
Which you usually do. You say yes to everything about that a friend asked you to do. Whether we have plans or not, you say
that's
yes.
not true.
That's another that's fact, but true. It's a whole other thing that we'll talk about later.
Nope.
It's a whole other fact.
Yeah.
It's a total. Whoa. It's a total fact.
Nope.
However, we will point out that so far I'm right, and I was surprised. You got home fairly early. I was sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, normally we communicate with text, like, hey, where are you? I'm coming home, whatever. But I was just sitting on the couch reading or something, and you came in the house.
I texted you and said I was on my way home.
Well, I guess I didn't see it.
Yeah, you didn't check it.
And all of a sudden, I see you with two bottles of wine in your hand. I'm going, what's with the wine?
And nothing else. That's all I had was wine.
Nothing else. Two bottles of wine. So what was that? I thought you were going to an estate sale.
Right. So Brian... had found out that you can go to estate sales and get some pretty good wine, which never really thought about it before, but it's pretty obvious. If you don't know when you're going to die, you don't, better drink this last bottle before I croak tomorrow.
Yes.
So we went with the intention of seeing what kind of wine there was to be had.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a grower champagne. It was a Grand Cru.
Mm-hmm.
What vintage was it? Do you remember? 2000
or something? Looking at it right now.
I think it's a 2000.
It was a 2000. Yeah. Yes.
And I didn't know much. I didn't know anything about it when I just saw that it was, first of all, it was $4.
This is where it gets sad, people. This is why I bring this up.
What?
Just go ahead.
So Brian, I think Brian picked it up first and he passed on. I'm not sure he loves sparkling wine as much as I do.
Yes.
So I saw it and I'm like, this could be something for $4. It's worth a,
Worth a try.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you bring wine in, and I didn't know you could buy wine at estate sales.
Yeah.
So I'm already creeped out by it. You're buying, this is what these people's lives turned into, and I'm posting the picture. You go ahead and look on our Instagram page or on the Gang of Two Facebook page. There's the picture of this, and it's touching to me.
It is.
There is a note that, and you saved it on this.
Yeah.
There's a note that has been taped on the bottle itself. It says, from Tom and Lisa, 40th anniversary. And very nice writing.
Yeah.
That they wrote down that this is from them, and they want to be reminded of who sent this to them, which is a good thing. And then underneath it, price tag, two price tags, $4. If this is what your memories boil down to, is a $3, $4, $5, $6 bottles of wine just being sold to vultures?
Yeah.
Wine drunky vultures? It was so effing sad to me.
What's sad is you should have been there. It was even sadder. It was like, I don't know what the story, there's obviously didn't know the backstory about these people, why they were no longer living. It looked like they probably were old, I'm guessing.
Yeah, 40th anniversary. 40th, yeah. That's pretty good.
So,
a loving couple, obviously. 40 years of marriage. Congratulations.
Yeah. I know it. At least 40.
So do you think they died together or something?
Well, I don't have any idea. We could probably try and find out.
I don't want to. I don't want to even be more sad.
But what was
this is still very sad to me.
What was sad, especially sad to me, was there was food still in the kitchen. Like they were letting you go through the kitchen. You could go through most of the house. There was just like one or two rooms that were off.
So they had no family members?
That's what I wonder.
Anything?
I don't know. But there was half open bottle.
This is
going
to be
bag of flour.
This is going to be us. We have nobody. We have nobody. This is another reason why this is sad. Our lives are going to boil down to a $3 bottle of Sinsky wine.
By then, it'll probably be $6.
Oh, okay.
Inflation.
Yeah. It was extreme.
By the way, that champagne was spectacular.
You guys loved it. Yes,
it was,
you did.
I priced it. It was an $80 bottle. It's worth $80 right now. If you were to buy that bottle today, it would be $80.
After you got it home, though.
And they said the prime time to drink it was like now.
Yeah, it was.
Or 2020, up to 2020.
Yeah, from 2000 to 2020 or something like that. Yeah.
And it was
so you were right in its wheelhouse, and you guys absolutely loved it.
Oh, my God, it was good.
At how good it was. But I didn't even want to take a sip of it because it was really sad to me. It still is extremely sad to me.
Well, you know what else? You know what would be sadder is if nobody enjoyed that wine, right? They die, and what happens to that wine? I don't know. Get thrown away?
Sherry, you guys rifled through their house.
I didn't
and
rifle
bought a
through.
Bottle
somebody
of
had
wine
rifled
for $4.
There was pre-rifling. Okay.
So,
estate company came in and rifled.
Yes. So in my best way, I know how, I tried to make Sherry and Brian feel very bad about their day out going to the thing. And to their being the way they are, because they're the same exact, they could care less about
what
I said.
It didn't bother.
Didn't faze either of you guys.
No.
In fact, I got to shut up, But yeah, I've posted it on there.
I would like
to see your comments if you go to our Instagram page, the Gang of Two Instagram page, and our Gang of Two Facebook page. Let us know let me know what you think about this. Is this something you would do? Or do I have every right to feel kind of sad by this?
How do you avoid it?
What do you mean?
Okay.
By not going.
You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know when you're going to die.
No, you don't know when you're going to die.
So how do you just not store any food in your house?
Sherry, this is like supporting
eat out
terrorism
all the time
to me.
Well, hopefully there
You're
was somebody.
You're supporting actions of people rifling through.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Maybe they had an heir of some sort that really deserved the and could use the money.
It sounds to me, by what you said, there was food in there and everything else. It sounds to me like, good, they're dead. Let's get this stuff out of here.
Yeah. Maybe, we don't know the whole story. Maybe the heirs were, you know, they don't live nearby and they couldn't get there to do all that. They just left it all to this estate sale company.
Mm. Now, the people's names are not Tom and Lisa, but Tom and Lisa are the ones that bought them this wine.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys had a wonderful life. And I felt really, really bad by this. For some odd reason, this one really affected me.
My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You should have had more champagne. Would have helped.
All right. So Sherry continues and will continue to buy wine off a dead guy.
Yeah, because it's otherwise it will go to waste. Something no one wants.
Okay. We got five questions here. The people have emailed us. You can email us at gangof2@gmail.com. You could also just send them to us. You can actually call a phone number, too. It's 805-203-0037. I'll list it right here in today's explanation of the show. If you have a question for us about anything, we will We have the right to refuse to not answer some of these if they're too creepy.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing where we'll answer anything. I think these have all passed the test. Here we go. This comes from Monica in San Diego.
San Diego.
San Diego. Whale's vagina.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
According to Ron Burgundy.
Yes. My husband and I love, love, love your podcast. Aww. No joke. It's pretty much the only, big capital letters, only form of entertainment we share together.
Nice.
We're very different like that. My question to you both has something to do with what I just said. Do you feel the need to have more in common? Are we normal? Should I be concerned? Thanks for your time. Love the hell out of you.
Nice.
Thank you, Monica, for your time and writing this in.
I think about that from time to time because, you know, I think what we have in common are the important stuff, the real, you know, core values, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like interests go, I think we diverge.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we have similar interests. I think the most important thing that we have in common to me, and I don't need to have interests that, you know, we don't have to have the same interest.
No.
But the one thing that we share in common, and it's not an interest, it's more of a trait, I think it's the single most important thing to keep a couple together is we have the same bizarre sense of humor.
Yes.
If I was with somebody who
didn't get
my jokes, I didn't get their jokes.
Yeah.
We're watching television. We didn't understand the same jokes.
Yeah.
Cause one of my favorite things to do is to watch a movie with you or TV with you or stand up and you laugh at the little nuances of the joke.
And it's nice to share.
And to me, it's so funny because we look at each other and we laugh at the same thing.
Yeah.
Could be a face the person hates.
It's weird noise that they made.
Yeah, it's not like the knock, knock, who's there? Shove it up your ass. You know, it's not like the Dice Clay stuff, okay?
Yeah.
We laugh at different types of things. And if that wasn't there, I don't think we would be together today.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't.
I'm not sure we would have gone past the first couple dates.
Yeah.
Other than I'm a great lay. I don't know. Maybe that would have saved it.
That might have saved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not really.
No.
You know, because you're not having... I love sex. Everybody does, you know, but it's not the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Stuff like sense of humor, stuff like, you know, just being there for one another.
Yeah.
It's a bond that a lot of people... I've never had I've had good relationships with other people, but I've never had a bond like this.
Yeah, me neither.
You know? And it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
And so to rank
don't screw
things,
it up.
Yeah, to rank certain things would be, I think, kind of mean to do.
So I think they're fine.
I think they're fine. Yeah, I wouldn't try to change the person. Would you try to change the person to be like you? Because I think that just leads to resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it depends on what it is. We don't have enough information to make a really accurate statement. But
yeah.
You know, if it's different hobbies, that's definitely okay. I think
I think that's healthy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know. You know, we both like to travel.
Yeah.
We have that. But I sure would want to change somebody. I really would.
No, it's a bad idea.
In fact, we have another question coming up here a little later along the lines of that we'll get to. But anyway, our second question comes from Freddie from Stark, Florida.
Stark, been there.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
It says, help, giant letters, exclamation point. My wife is on her phone a lot and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Should I say something?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Don't do it. Sometimes you're... Stop it.
Man, you should be a psychologist.
I know. It's amazing, the insight.
Don't do it. Look, I have this addiction to porn. Stop watching it.
$100, please.
Yes.
No, you're on your phone from time to time when it's... And sometimes it drives me crazy because it's trying to have a conversation or something.
Okay, I don't agree with this, but okay.
And I've noticed,
I don't think I deserve this, but it's okay.
I've noticed used to do it a lot when we would be out.
Yes, I used to do it a lot.
At dinner or something.
Now,
now you don't.
I don't like it. When we go out to eat, I put my phone in my pocket now.
Yeah.
The only time it comes out if we're taking a picture for our other Facebook page that we have, Terry and Sherry's Very Best of the Pacific Northwest. Which, by the way, if you want to go by and like that, God, I feel like I'm selling something.
Oh,
but we're not selling anything.
There's
here.
Nothing. We get nothing from
we
this.
We get asked a lot from people that are coming to the Pacific Northwest, not just Seattle.
Yeah.
What could be Vancouver, could be Portland, could be all the surrounding areas, which we like to go see. And people are always asking, what's a good place to eat? What are fun things to do? And we only post things that we really like on that page. It's not a critique thing.
Yeah.
And we're not judging. We're not giving anything a 5 stars.
Yeah.
It's just stuff that we personally like, places we like to go. Sometimes there's 3 or 4 same posts.
Yeah.
You know, like one of our favorite restaurants, we'll get 5 or 6 posts on there because we go there a lot.
Yeah.
So that's up there anyway. So why did I bring that up?
I don't
know. Oh, social media.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I bring the phone out for that.
Okay, yeah.
You are so detached from your phone, sometimes it drives me crazy.
Oh.
You will text somebody and then walk away.
I know. They'll put my phone down and walk
into
the
other room.
Yeah, you
put your phone and walk away, and you'll go sit down next to me, and all of a sudden, bling!
I'm like, ah, shit.
One of us has to get up and get the phone. You don't pay attention to that. I think I could be more like you. I would like to be more like you if it wasn't for talking about the show and the Lux and Terry show.
It.
And I love taking pictures with my iPhone. That's fun.
Yeah.
I like doing
that.
And
you're good at it.
Well,
so.
I mean, I like doing that on Instagram, but I don't spend too much time on there. In fact, they are actually, this news story came out where they're removing your likes from Instagram.
What is it for now?
I think it's for the pussies out there that feel bad because nobody likes the stuff.
I get that, but now that that's gone, what is the purpose of?
I don't know.
There is none.
Because
they might
tell
as well
you,
just blow the whole thing up.
I don't like looking at the likes because of the numbers I get. I don't go, well, that one only had 300.
Yeah.
This one had
no.
4. No, I like to see the people that I know.
Who saw it.
Our
right.
friends that we
That's
follow.
That's what I'm saying.
And they like it, and then maybe now they're going to have to comment on
right.
it. So now I have to comment? That's going to take a lot more time.
Right. People aren't going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I like being liking their thing. And
right.
Hey, that your dinner.
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it, you know. And I even bring that to your attention because you don't have any social media, but you know, I talk to you about things and I will share that with you. Hey, so-and-so liked this. My brother Jackson, Shannon loved it.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. I love
fun.
Seeing that my family's out
right.
there, friends.
Yeah.
And I know they're busy and they don't have a lot of time to contact you all the time. It's just a way of feeling
connected
and loved a little bit, you know, and they're going to take that away. So I wonder how that's going to go.
It's not going to be good.
But yes, to answer your question, Sherry says, talk to him about it. And I think that you should talk to him about
it.
You should say, I really wish you wouldn't be on that thing so much.
Right.
You know, a lot
and,
of...
And tell her why.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people would think that, they're like... hitting on somebody or something
that
doesn't cross my mind, but I think a lot of people would do that. A lot of people would say that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that. I think certain ground rules are like, if we're having dinner, stay away from your phone. If we're going out to eat, stay away from your phone. I now try to do a majority of my social media when I'm on the air, Lex and Terry, in the morning. And then later in the afternoon, I'll go on for maybe an hour or so, and I'll go on that. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll just flip around if I'm watching a game and I feel like, I should tweet how horrible the Seahawks are. That I'll do that. But that's it. All right. Hopefully that answered your question. And if you cannot communicate with this guy, if you're afraid to talk to him about
him
or the sheet, wasn't it? I don't remember.
He was complaining that his girlfriend / wife.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so whoever, whatever you are, whatever sex you are and whatever sex you like, it doesn't matter.
One side of a couple.
If you are in a relationship, you have every right to talk to them about uncomfortable things like that.
Yeah.
You should. You And if you're afraid to communicate with somebody, what kind of a relationship is that, really?
Right.
It's all in your delivery, though.
So, yeah.
All right. Our third question. This comes from Margo. This is a go to.
Does she live in Fargo?
No, she lives
Damn
in
it.
New York. She lives in New York City.
Oh.
And it says here, my friend Talia, isn't that a muse?
That's a muse. It's a muse of comedy.
Way to go.
What a great name.
I hope Talia's funny. She must be, because here's why. My friend Talia told me about listening to this podcast, and I'm so glad she did.
Nice.
Okay, so thanks for picking this up, Margo.
Nice.
We appreciate that. As a newly married couple, you give me hope that we can still be super happy many years from now.
Nice.
I have somewhat of a concern that I would love to get your take on. When we first got together, we had a plan. We were focused on our careers and saving money. However, a few things have happened that slowed down our progress. My husband, Eric, was laid off and now has a job that he really doesn't like.
Oh.
How do you handle those changes in life with grace?
Oh.
And when she said with grace, I got goosebumps.
Oh.
I love that word.
Yeah.
I love that word. Grace is a good word.
Yeah.
It's something to aspire to.
Sure.
In fact, if you want to listen to a song that will give you goosebumps.
I know what you're going.
YouTube's going with that? Grace.
Yeah.
Is such a great.
It's a beautiful song.
It really is. The words are phenomenal. Brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
But I love that word with grace. So yeah. Anyway, back to you, Margo. You got to be able to ad lib through life. You really do.
I don't know if we've done anything with grace.
I think we handle certain situations with grace. It's my goal to handle things with grace. I would love, and it's way too late, I think, to be, when all of a sudden people are rifling through my house for free wine.
Stop it. Not free.
I would love
it
them.
It was $4.
Okay, excuse me. I would love them to go, he handled his life with grace. But no one's going to say that about me because
why not?
Look what I do for a living. I fart and tell shit jokes.
Yeah, gracefully.
So, but I would like to think that it's hard to be grace and handle things with grace when you've been given a hand like
a shit pie. Like, here's your shit pie.
Yeah, like, we're laying you off.
Right.
And yes, life changes. Life is not linear. That's something you need to remind yourself, Margo. It doesn't go from one step to the next step to the next step. And it doesn't get better every year.
Yeah.
We've had some great years.
Yeah.
We've had some bad years.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's funny because people go, I had a bad day. Or, no, I've had bad years.
Yes.
And so to be able to handle those and to come out smiling at the end, maybe that's the grace that we're talking about.
Nice.
But
do not
be afraid about change. You cannot be afraid of change. And you have to keep an open mind about when I've had adversity come up with us or personal radio or career, whatever. When I've had that adversity show up, I know that even though it sucks right then at that moment, most of the time, it kind of reveals to you that things are actually going to get better because of it.
To me, I like to look at it as a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, here's this thing that happened. It wasn't in the plan. And, okay, let's start building a new plan.
Exactly. Together.
Yeah.
You cannot get mad at a guy for losing his job.
Oh, no, I didn't get.
No, I'm talking about her. And you can't.
I didn't think she was mad at him.
No, she's not. But the point I'm trying to say is he's probably not acting himself.
Yeah.
It's a very painful thing for anybody
for
their life to be disrupted. And when it's not you and it's a loved one's life disrupted, sometimes you go, whew, I'm glad that's not me.
Oh, I know.
But other times you really have to be sympathetic and you have to try to see it from their point of view.
Yeah.
And then just get on the same team and try to make it work.
Yeah.
This is where love comes in. This is where instead of blaming somebody, well, if you didn't say that to Bob at work, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You can't
It's too
blame.
Late anyway. It's over with and done.
Yeah. So I don't know. Any other suggestions for Margot here?
No, I liked yours. That was good.
Okay. Well, then we'll go with mine. Here's another question. This comes from Fluffy Butt 2221849.
Not to be
just a bunch of numbers. That's not the numbers, but it is Fluffy Butt. I don't know if Fluffy Butt's a man or a woman.
I love it.
I don't know who Fluffy Butt
is. I love Fluffy Butt.
Well, Fluffy Butt, thank you so much for your question. This question kind of fits in with the very first question we had about differences.
Oh, okay.
Do you both see eye to eye on spirituality? Is that a must for you?
Hmm.
We kind of answered this one other time, I think.
I feel like we might have.
We might have done this. We do not see eye to eye on spirituality,
not
but it's
completely.
Not. It's not like I believe in God and Sherry worships Satan or anything.
Right. No.
We just, I think more about the spiritual realm of things, where Sherry just kind of, and I admire this, you kind of, once again, go through life gracefully. You have an aura of you, and I could be wrong, of somebody who's very strong, which I think that people who want to be spiritual, you're using spirituality to gain strength. You have that strength.
Oh.
And that is something where I sit back and go, whoa, I need spirituality. I need spiritual talk. I need that. And I'm not talking religion.
Yeah,
I'm talking
right.
about I want to be around people who just want to be better every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're talking about religion, I'm neither one of us are very religious. I grew up in a religious household, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I grew up going to church every Sunday, Lutheran.
Yeah. Here for the Lutes.
Shout out to the Lutes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I didn't adopt those. My dad, till he died, was a very faithful Lutheran.
And you saw, speaking of your father passing away, you saw how spirituality, how he gained strength from that.
Yeah.
He got a lot of strength from that.
Yeah, that helped him, I think.
Helped him through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it helped with his anxiety. I mean, he knew he was dying. He went through 6 years of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew that the end was coming. And he told us he was not afraid to die.
Yeah, he did. It was one of those conversations where I wanted to plug my ears and go, blah, 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 blah. I didn't want to hear it.
I know.
It was comforting to hear him say that.
It did.
But it was also something you don't want to listen to.
No, I know. So, I mean, for some people then, I think that that's a good thing. I don't necessarily need that in my life.
Yeah, if Sherry was a creep, about that and mistreated people. I think that where you and I are the same spiritually, if you could even call it spiritually, is the fact that we want to be kind to other people.
Yes. And we want to be better ourselves.
We want to be better.
We know that we're not perfect.
Yeah.
And we try to be better.
It's almost like the golden rule, you know?
Yeah.
And if you just follow that, I think that you're probably on the right path to anything. But I could see why people would envelop themselves in spirituality to gain strength.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily gain strength from it. I just feel like I'm around my kind of people.
Yeah.
When I talk about
your tribe.
I hate that word, but
it's overused.
I just, you know, I just like people who believe in the power of themselves and the power of the universe. And that is a really important thing for me. So, we're not the same.
But we
respect each other's.
Yeah, and I think that's
realms.
But I think if you were, I think if one of you were some sort of, you know, fundamentalist Christian, and the other one was a atheist, I think there'd be a problem.
Yeah, or even in today's day and age, if you saw or couples saw differently politically the way things are now, I don't even know how couples who see things different politically now could even get along.
Yeah, we're just being very divided right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for everybody out there.
Yeah,
you know, my whole view about politics, I'll just say it one more time, is I want the truth no matter who the truth favors.
Exactly.
I do not care who it favors.
Right.
I really don't. I can handle the truth.
Right.
And that's it. And when men and women are losing their lives for our country, and we treat it, and we have politicians calling each other names and pointing at each other and cheating to try to make the rules go right for them so they could get some sort of law passed.
Right.
And people lose their lives for those people?
Yeah.
That's bullshit to me. So that's a whole nother show.
I know.
But and if you notice here, I'm not trying to decide what side I'm on. I think both sides are equally as, responsible for what's going on in today's day and age.
Yeah.
It's sad. I'm not a politically minded guy. You're not politically minded. We don't spend our life talking about it.
Right.
It's nothing we talk about. In fact, we had that big party the other night.
Yeah.
And most of the people there, I think, all kind of see, I think they all kind of see the same way that they kind of vote the same way, possibly. Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter, but nobody brought it up because nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure, there's much more interesting things to talk about.
Anyway, so there you go. All right. So our last question. This comes from Ted in Park City. Is that Utah?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. It just says Park City.
I'm assuming. There might be another one, but that's the only one I know of.
This is a good one to end on today. Tell us a story about the first person you've kissed.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we said we don't talk about our past in sexual things. Well, I don't want to know, but this is kind of innocent.
Yeah.
I remember the first.
You do?
First,
yeah. I don't know if I've heard it.
Yeah. Boy, I just don't know how old I was. Yeah. I know I was living in Santa Ana. I think her name was Trina.
Trina
the Machina.
Tart.
She is a great piece of ass.
Nice.
No, I don't know. I think she might have been a year older than me, maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But she took me to the side of a house right next door to my house, behind a bush.
Ooh.
And she
behind
said,
her bush?
And she said, she told me. She just came out and said, we're going to kiss.
Oh.
I was like, oh. And I started getting all sweaty and weird. Like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Oh, my God. And did you think she was cute? I mean.
I don't know. I remember her name. I think she was cute. Yeah. I don't know. And she
obviously had it for you.
And she like kissed me in the behind the bushes, and she like, and it was real quick. And then she said, "Let's do one more, but I want to do it like they do on the movies." And she started like run her hands through the back of my hair and up my back and stuff.
Oh my God.
It was the weirdest thing.
Was her tongue?
No, God no, God no. But that was the first. That was my
That's
first
so
kiss.
Cute.
That was my first kiss.
Aw.
So there you go.
My first one was. We were playing Spin the Bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A weighted bottle, I'm sure.
Jamie Barnett.
Guy or girl?
Oh, funny.
Oh, seriously.
It was a guy.
Okay. Jamie. I don't know. Huh? Okay, go ahead.
I was not that creative at that age. Okay.
You've never been that creative.
No.
Okay, so except for these women that have it for you on
the show.
Yeah,
what can I say? Hey.
So tell me about that. Spin the Bottle. Typical bottle lands on you. Yeah. He spins it. Kiss.
Yeah, I was probably in, sixth grade, right around there.
Yeah.
He was cute.
Yeah,
I had already had a little crush on him already.
Oh, good. So you were hoping you were hoping that that worked.
Spin the bottle thing is pretty cool.
Cool. Did he fist you?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, good, good. All right, so that was it?
That's it.
That's it? No more kissing after that? Did he become a boyfriend? Yeah.
Because
a lot of times that's like a drug. It'll open the door to a lot of different sexual activities.
What?
It will.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm ever. What am I ever talking about? I don't know.
I feel like maybe we were boyfriend and girlfriend for a little while.
You think so?
I don't remember though.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
What about you and Trina? What happened?
Nothing. That was it.
Fizzled.
I don't know if I ever saw Trina again. I think we may have been so embarrassed that we ran from each other.
Oh my God! How funny.
The whole time.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, it was weird.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I think that was her name, Trina. Trina.
It's got to be.
It's got to be Trina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening today, everybody. Please pass the show on to others.
Please.
Thank you for you Patreon people. You do not need to subscribe to Patreon. In fact, we are going to try to make your subscribers different levels like they do on Patreon. And that's one of my big things I'm going to be doing over the Christmas vacation is I'm going to come up with a few ideas. I've actually looked at a couple of newsletters. Actually, I haven't looked at them. I've saved them to read from the Patreon people of how to offer people nice things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be trying to do that.
Nice.
And just to make it a lot more interesting and fun. So we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. It's helping us to achieve a lot of our goals. Pretty soon we're going to get that machine. I'm so excited.
Not Trina the Machina.
Not that machine.
No.
Oh, you jealous about Trina?
Totally not.
Oh, man. Sorry, Trina. Hey, Trina, call me.